All right. So I want to share with you an incredible idea by the Rebbe this week. Actually, two pieces that are going to kind of combine into one. So if you take a look, so the Pasuk, remember again, or they should say the Parsha, Parsha's Vayakel, begins with a discussion of Moshe Rabbeinu gathering Klal Yisrael and to instruct them in the actual creation and fabrication of the Mishkan. Now, of course, before the Torah delves into the details of the Mishkan, we take a little bit of a detour, and we focus on the halachos of Shabbos. Sheshes yamim te'asa malacha, ubayom ha-shvi, so 6 days you'll work, and on the seventh day is Shabbos. So Rashi HaKadosh says, so what's the nature of the juxtaposition between Shabbos, Shoshi, thank you very much. What's the nature of the juxtaposition between Shabbos and Yom Tov, and the Mishkan, or is why are those two things connected? So again, remember, so Rashi says to teach you that as important as the Mishkan is, the building of the Mishkan is not Docha Shabbos. Building the Mishkan does not set aside the halachas of Shabbos. Okay, we all know that concept. Good. So the Rebbe will say understands the deeper message in this and really emerges with something incredibly beautiful. Take a look by paragraph A. Vayaka Moshe. Zebichinas Vayaka Moshe. Hisiram Amalechas HaMishkan. Moshe Abinu goes ahead and explains to us the halachos of the building of the Mishkan. Umikodim Hisiram Ashmir Shabbos. But before in this week's parasha that Moshe Rabbeinu gets into the halachos of the Mishkan, first he spends some time focusing on Shabbos. To teach us Lahoros, Shemalechas HaMishkan Ina Doche Shabbos. To teach us a very important yisod, which is that the building of the Mishkan, that's totally unnecessary. Thank you so much. Thank you. That the building of the Mishkan is not Doche Shabbos. Thank you.
Certain things I outsource.
So ultimately, again, so what happens? So Moshe Rabbeinu goes ahead and teaches them that halacha lemaisa. Thank you, Bennett. That halacha lemaisa. So as important as the building of the Mishkan is, it's not Docha Shabbos. It's not Docha Shabbos. Okay. So the Rebbe says lichora kasha. Mehichan Allah al Hadas Shemalechas Hamishkan Docha Shabbos. So the Rebbe asks a very simple question. He says, why would you think that the building of the Mishkan sets aside the halachos of Shabbos? In other words, why would you think that? See, Rebbe say, Rashi is saying the juxtaposition teaches us that the building of the Mishkan does not set aside the laws of Shabbos. Now the fact that Rashi says that tells us that otherwise I would have thought that the building of the Mishkan sets aside Shabbos. Why would I ever think that the building of the Mishkan sets aside Shabbos? What the Rebbe is asking is, why would I think that the building of the Mishkan overrides Shabbos? Nothing overrides Shabbos. The only thing that overrides Shabbos is what? It's pikuach nefesh, right? Sakana is a danger to life. Of course I can't build the Mishkan on Shabbos. What's the havamina? See, according to Rashi, the Torah has to go out of its ways to juxtapose the halachos of Shabbos to the halachos of the Mishkan to teach me that as important as it is to build a Mishkan, you can't build it on Shabbos. Frek Rabbi Nachman, why would I think that I could build the Mishkan on Shabbos? So look what the Rabbi says. Hello? Ain shom mitzvah shein zmana kavua docha Shabbos. I will say there is no mitzvah, especially a mitzvah that does not have a set time, that sets aside the halachas of Shabbos. Acha inyan. Rather, the Rebbe says like this. I will say an incredible yisod. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Olam Shakol Mi'Yedvaro. But rather says the Gemara. Acha inyan. Ki meleches binyan hamikdash v'keilov ze bechinas binyan heichal hakodesh. So this is actually quite a beautiful idea. The Rebbe says, why are we building a Mishkan? HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands us to build a Mishkan. Why are we building a Mishkan? Why is there an obligation to build a Mishkan? So the Rebbe says something absolutely amazing. He says, Ze bechinas binyan heichal hakodesh. Dahainu likariv nefashos la'ashem yisbarach. I will say, what's the point of building a Mishkan? You guys, the point of building a Mishkan, right, is I'm not sure. The point of building a Mishkan ultimately is that what? That we go ahead and we bring the neshamas, we bring the souls of Klal Yisrael closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? What's the yisod behind that? As you can come. So what happens? Come to the table. What's the yisod behind that? So the Rebbe says like this. So we'll say this is actually an incredible idea. Please take some challenge, please. What's the idea behind this? The idea is like this. We build the Mishkan because the point of the building of the Mishkan is l'karev nefashos l'Hashem Yisbarach, is to go ahead and bring the Jewish people closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rebbe will say, now how does the Mishkan bring us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So essentially the mechanics are as follows. We build the Ribono Shel Olam's home. We build the home. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shekhinah comes down. And as a result, we are more connected to the Shekhinah. So I do a Maisa, I do an action. As a result of my action, I create a domicile for the divine in this world. There are forks right down the earth. Right? I go ahead and I create a domicile for the divine in this world. And ultimately, again, that brings me closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki ayyidei, paragraph B. Ki ayyidei binyan ha-mishkan, sharsa ha-shchina b'Yisrael, v'niskarvu Yisrael la'adim sheba shamayim. Because we'll say, through the building of the Mishkan, ultimately, again, what happens? The Shechina manifests itself in Klal Yisrael, and as a result, we come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'shava b'tshuva, we do tshuva. This, of course, is part of the motif that the building of the Mishkan is metakin, ultimately atones and rectifies for the sin of the golden calf. B'shekol zeh, hu b'chinas binyan heichal HaKadosh, v'avur ba'tor heichal HaKadosh, ki kamo shenivne ha-mishkan b'gashmios, sheikara haya b'shel heichal HaKadosh, shulifne ha-kaporas asher shama aron, paragraph C. Kimo kein, Nivna Mishkan veHechal Hakodesh Beruchnius min Efashos Yisrael sheniskavu laHashem Yisbarach aydei Moshe shechzir mitshuva. So we'll say this is really an incredibly beautiful idea, which is why are we building a Mishkan? So much time, so much effort, so many resources, so much money, so much effort goes into building this structure. What's the pshat? So we'll say ultimately again, what Rabbi Nachman is telling us is that the yisod is, I want to bring the Shekhinah down into this world so that I can attach myself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the goal. The Mishkan itself is not an ends. The Mishkan is a means to establish divine connection. The Mishkan is the means through which I bring the Shekhinah down in order that I could connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even though, again, I will say, I know that I don't need to bring the Shekhinah down in order to connect to Him. I could connect the Shekhinah anywhere I am, anywhere the Shekhinah is. But at the end of the day, as physical beings, it's helpful for us to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through physical avenues. Full service. Right? So then says the Rebbe, that's the sort of the Mishkan. Now watch this. He goes on, he says, Nimtza, in paragraph C, 3 lines in. Nimtza, Shebinyan HaMishkan, Hu Bechinas Binyan Heichal HaKodesh. Sheze HaEsek Yakar V'Choshev Ma'od Eitzel HaShem Yisparach, Yosem Mikal HaVod HaShe'olam. So we'll say, so therefore, in a certain respects, the building of the Mishkan is the most important thing that one could do for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Because what's the essence of the building of the Mishkan? Again, remember, I'm building a physical structure to bring down the Shekhinah. Why do I want to bring down the Shekhinah? Why? Because I want to connect. So the goal of the Mishkan is connection. I have to do a Maisa, I do an action, bring down the Shekhinah, and I connect with the Shekhinah. Ki zeh ikar gidulasa u'kvodah shel Hashem Yisbarach, ki sha'arachokim biyosin eskarim elav. Because what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want more than anything? That even those who are far and removed ultimately find their way back. Okay, skip down a little bit. In paragraph D, 3 lines in. So listen to this. So therefore again, says the Rebbe, this is the Mishkan. Now what's Shabbos? Now actually this is amazing. So I'll say we're going to see right now in two different pieces from the Rebbe, we're going to ultimately see two different concepts as to what the deeper meaning of Shabbos really is. Ze bechinas shmira Shabbos, paragraph E. Kimo shakasav ba'atar niskalel, al ma'amar azor, es Shabbos osay tishmoru. Do igula viribua dilgo, ayin sham heitiv, va'alkein, haya ola aladas. So we'll say in this piece, and the Rebbe is going to advance something different in just a moment, but in this piece what the Rebbe is suggesting is that Shabbos is the same yisod. The Mishkan is build a structure, do a maisa, build a structure, bring down the Shechina, connect with the Shechina. So the Rebbe posits, the truth is, Shabbos, if you think about it, is kind of the same thing. What do? I build a structure called Shabbos. That structure has a framework. It's a framework of Seudos, it's a framework of Kavod, of Oneg, of a variety of different things. And then what? I create that framework, I bring the Shechina down into that framework, and I connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But say, remember again, this is the incredible Yisod in general. The notion of Shabbos, right? As we say in the Chadodi, the Bo'i Kalo, Bo'i Kalo. This incredible Yisod that ultimately, again, we are bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu down to us. So the Rebbe says, oh, now I understand the Havamina in Rashi. Rashi explains that what? The juxtaposition, ultimately, of Shabbos to the Mishkan is what? Because I might have thought that Binyan HaMishkan is Doch HaShabbos. Says the Rebbe, where do you have that Havamina from? Why would you ever think that building the Mishkan would override the halachos and the prohibitions of Shabbos? Shabbos is Shabbos, only sakonas nefashos, right? Is docha Shabbos. It was, oh, now I understand why. Because the Mishkan comes to accomplish the same thing that Shabbos does. The whole essence of Shabbos is create a framework in which you can bring down the Shechina in order to connect with the Shechina. The essence of the Mishkan is create a physical framework so that you could bring down the Shechina, so that you can connect with the Shechina. They are, in essence, the same type of thing. Because of that, I might have thought, this is the Havamina, so because of that, I might have thought that what? That halacha lemaisa, binyan ha-mishkan, is docha Shabbos. So therefore, says the Rebbe, va'alkein, haya ola aladas, shemaleches ha-mishkan hu docha Shabbos. I would have thought ultimately again that the building of the Mishkan is Docha Shabbos. Me'achar shemalechas ha-Mishkan hu bechinas binyan heichal ha-Kodesh. Shezo ba'atzmo bechinas shmira Shabbos. Bechinas es Shabbos osay tishmoru. Alkein, hisiran Hashem yisparach mikodem al shmira Shabbos. Therefore the Torah Kedosha has to come along and say, as much as binyan ha-Mishkan is the same fundamental theological framework of Shabbos, it's the same concept, build a framework, bring down the Shechina, connect with the Shechina. So therefore, I would have thought that Binyan HaMishkan is Docha Shabbos. Kamashmalo, no. Kamashmalo, that as much as, yes, Shabbos and Mishkan share the same elements, nevertheless, building the Mishkan is not Docha Shabbos. B'me'u v'chol makom she'ez ya'malachas ha'mishkan, he'ez ya'mikol d'mal Shabbos, la'horo she'ez malachas ha'mishkan Docha Shabbos. So this is the first Yisrael that the Rebbe teaches us. The Rebbe is explaining just the Havamina. Why I would have thought in a million years that building of the Mishkan should set aside the laws of Shabbos. And the Rebbe says, what's the Havamina? Why would I have thought that? Because at the end of the day, Shabbos and Mishkan really operate on the same premise. In order to bring down the Shechina, what do you have to do? What do you have to do? Right? You have to create a framework. You need a Maisa. You need a Maisa. To bring down the Shechina, you need a Maisa. Mishkan says the Maisa is Binyan HaMishkan. Shabbos. So what says, as the Gemara says, Kol mi shetarach be'erev Shabbos, yochal b'Shabbos. Shabbos also needs a framework. If you prepare for Shabbos, if you create the framework, the Shechina comes down. So Shabbos and Mishkan teach me this same basic yisod. If you want to bring the Shechina down to you, you have to do something. You have to do something. You can't wait for the Shechina to come knock on your door. You can't wait for the Shechina to come to you. You have to do a maisa. You have to create a framework. And one thing you could be assured of, which is, if build it, and he will come. Right? Create the framework, and the Ribono Shel Olam will come to me. That's Shabbos, that's Mishkan. I might have thought, therefore, Mishkan is even Docha, sets aside the halachos of Shabbos. Kamashal, the Torah tells us, no. As much as they share commonalities, Shabbos is still Shabbos, and the Mishkan's not Dochet. Okay, that's beautiful. But the Rebbe then is Mosif something incredible. Take a look at paragraph F. So right after the Rebbe gives this interpretation, the first interpretation of Shabbos, he then advances another idea. Paragraph F. So I'll say, listen to this. Now, remember again, the pasuk says, so if you are a literalist, sheshes yamin te'asem alacha literally translates as how? As what? 6 days? Not you should work. What does it mean? Your work will be done. Sheshes yamin te'asem alacha. Otherwise, it could have said, sheshes yamin tavod. Right? Sheshes yamin te'asem alacha literally means, for 6 days, your work shall be done. On the seventh day of Shabbos, watch this. Te'ose daika. So the Rebbe says, te'ose is a specific word. Watch this. He says, ki al yidei Shabbos zochen shetiyah hamalacha nasis me'eleha. The Rebbe says, now, before you take this to the bank, you have to analyze this a little bit. Says the Rebbe, because through Shabbos, all of your work gets done by itself. If you go ahead and you keep Shabbos, all of your work gets done by itself. What does that mean? So listen to this. Ki ikar kiyum shel kol sheishes yemei hamaisa hu al yedei Shabbos. They both say the kiyum, the ability for us to be successful throughout the week, during the 6 days of work, our ability to succeed is fundamentally rooted in Shabbos. What does this mean? He says, Dahainu al yedei ha-shvisa v'hamenucha shel Shabbos. Do you want to know how to be successful on Sunday through Thursday? Your success on Sunday through Thursday is fundamentally rooted in your Shabbos. It is only someone who has a true Shabbos who then goes on to have a successful week. What does this mean? Kimo Shekasov. Vayechal Elokim b'yom ha'ashvi'i melachta asher asa. Pasuk says in Bereishis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu finished on the seventh day all of the malacha that he had performed during the previous six. V'darshu Rabbusin lezal and Chazal darshind me hayu ha'olam chaser. What was the world lacking after 6 days of creation? Menucha. The world was lacking rest. Ba'Shabbos ba'menucha. Shabbos came, rest came along with it. Kalsa v'ningbara malacha. And once there was rest, then the universe, the world was complete. This is, what does that mean? Ki ikir kim kala malacha sesher asa shemisbarach kiviyachal b'sheishes imei bereishes. Hakol hurak al yidei hamenucha v'ashvisa shal Shabbos. Everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created on the 6 days of creation was only cemented, solidified, and concretized with the rest of the seventh day. Meaning, I'm going to say it differently. With the rest, not the rest of the seventh, but the rest that took, the menucha, that took place on the seventh day. Ze bechinas v'aychal alokim, v'aychal loshen ratzim. Skip down a little bit. Ki ikar, last couple of lines in paragraph H. Ki ikar kiyum yemei achol, hurak al yedei ha'ares ha'ratzim shemeir b'shabes. U'bechino zu, Sarah Chaada, paragraph I, Lazos kol ha'malachos v'amasa v'amata m'sheishes imei b'reishes, leida u'lahamin be'emes, shehu eino osaklal, rak hakol b'koach Hashem. The Rebbe says something amazing. What's the essence of Shabbos? The essence of Shabbos is, I yield my creative powers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? No lamates malachos on Shabbos. Common denominator between all the lamates malachos is they're not just work, because remember again, there's not necessarily a work prohibition. I could move my furniture around on Shabbos. It might not be a good thing to do on Shabbos, but it's not the malacha. So it's not an issue of exertion. It's an issue of dynamic, creative activity. The lamates malachos are actions which create. On Shabbos, I yield my creative powers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What do I say? The declaration I make is, Ribono shel Olam, you are the only creator. You are the only creator. And whatever I am able to create in this world is only because you partner with me. Only because you help me. Says the Rebbe, that's the pshat. That's what it means. That ultimately, again, if you observe Shabbos, then you will be successful during the 6 days. Because the Rebbe goes on, he says, we'll talk about this outside. What's the greatest danger of the 6 days? The greatest danger of the Sunday through Friday existence is what? Look what I accomplished. Look what I did. Right? I'm the man. Look what I did this week. I accomplished so much. I made this amount of money. I sealed these deals. I did this. I did that. Fantastic. But only one problem.
is that any successes I have in life ultimately again come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, says the Rebbe, something amazing. In order to be successful during the week, you have to have the menucha of Shabbos. The menucha of Shabbos is where I solidify my belief that whatever unfolds in this world and whatever unfolds in my life comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It is only when you have that mindset can you be successful in the Sunday through Friday world. Those who think that they are the ultimate creators, those who think that they are the ultimate rainmakers, right? Those who think that they are the ones who are the keys to their success, they're fundamentally flawed, fundamentally wrong. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's only those who, quote-unquote, rest on Shabbos. And rest, by the way, doesn't mean taking a four-hour nap. You should never take a four-hour nap. No one needs a four-hour nap. Right? Even animals don't take four-hour naps, let alone human beings. Right? I'll say, so understand, that's not what the menucha means over here. The menucha means that I am ceasing from dynamic activity and I'm yielding my I'm bending my creative knee before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I'm saying, you're the creator, I'm the kli, I'm the utensil, but you are the creator for everything that happens in my life. He who keeps Shabbos has a and rests, quote unquote, theologically rests on Shabbos, has a successful Sunday through Thursday. The Rebbe says, now watch this. That's what the Rebbe says on Shabbos, which is actually really incredibly beautiful. Again, I don't know that it's such a chiddush, but I will say sometimes the most important things in life that we need to know are not chiddushim. They're the things that we know deep inside our heart, but sometimes we tend to forget about them. So to be a Shomer Shabbos, Rebbe says, means that come Shabbos, I reignite my belief and my understanding that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the creator. And he's the ultimate creator over everything. Again, I want to be clear. The Rebbe is not suggesting sit back, relax, and enjoy the show and don't put in effort on Sunday through Friday. The world doesn't work that way. You have to put in your shtatlus. You have to put in your effort. But Shabbos reminds you that you put in your effort, but at the end of the day, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu who creates the results. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately, again, who is the ultimate creator. So what's this now? Watch this. So perhaps we could take this second idea from the Rebbe and plug it back into the first. Okay, so let's take a step back for just a moment. So if you remember again, so the first Shaila that the Rebbe came up with was what? The Torah juxtaposes Mishkan to Shabbos. To teach me what? To teach me what? Mishkan is not Delcha Shabbos. Mishkan does not set aside Shabbos. So again, remember, what was the Rebbe's Kasha? Just a quick chazar. What was the Rebbe's Kasha? What's the Havamina? Why would you know the Mishkan is Delcha Shabbos? And the Rebbe's first answer is? Because they try to accomplish the same thing. Pretty much the Rebbe's first answer is that Shabbos and Mishkan are the same conceptual framework. You have to build a framework to bring down the Shekhinah in order to connect. In other words, you have to do a maisa. You want ruchnius, you want dveikus, you want a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to do something for that. You need a maisa. God is not running after you. You have to do something to initiate this relationship. So the Rebbe says something, then goes on, he says something amazing. That the truth is, Shabbos has a different element to what Rebbe was saying. The godless of Shabbos, in fact, is what? Not in what we do. But the godless of Shabbos is what? In what we don't do. Right? The greatness of Shabbos is in my abstinence from halacha. The greatness of Shabbos is in the yielding of my ability to create. I'm not going to do. I'm not going to create. I'm not going to build. That's the greatness of Shabbos. So Rebbe says, you understand what's happening over here, and here's where it gets, you might want to refill on the chalon before I do this, because mamish, you're about to get full, your neshama is about to get full from Torah, you're not going to have any room after this. Rebbe says, so now you begin to understand the conflict. Watch the conflict. What's the conflict between the Mishkan and Shabbos? It's a profound theological conflict. How do you achieve a level of dveikus? Is true dveikus, is true connection established through action or through inaction? Is true dveikus established through the olam ha'asiya? I'm going to build, I'm going to create, I'm going to serve. Or is true dveikus yielding your ability to create and recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the ultimate creator? Then Rabbosai, one thing is clear, which is they're both absolute necessities. You need both to forge a complete and holistic religious identity. The shaila is, which is more important? And the Rebbe teaches us something amazing. The fact that the Torah HaKadosh comes along and says that the Mishkan is not Docha Shabbos, or say a little bit differently, Shabbos is Docha the Mishkan, which tells you that what? Which tells you that what? The fundamental building block of a religious identity is a recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the builder, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the creator, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Ein Sof, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is anything and everything. That is the first theological brick in my religious foundation. Shabbos comes first. And once you recognize that ultimately, again, whatever you're able to create Sunday through Friday is only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is blessing those endeavors, but the Ribbono Shel Olam is the true builder, the true creator, then you could build a Mishkan. Then ultimately, again, then with that Hashkafa, you could build your life frameworks, you could build your theological frameworks, do engage in dynamic activity in order to bring down the Shekhinah. So it turns out that this clash between Shabbos and between the Mishkan is actually dramatically amazing. It's one of those clashes where both elements are necessary. The Shaila is, which comes first? And what the Rebbe teaches us, Abosai, is when we build ourselves, the first step we have to ingrain within ourselves is the Ribono Shel Olam, is Shabbos. That's the first step. Shabbos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are the creator. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are the builder. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything in this world is because of you and only because of you. And I myself am wholly and fundamentally dependent on you. I'm going to go into the Sunday through Friday world and I'm going to work hard. But at the end of the day, my efforts will only meet with success if what? If you bless them with success. Only if you endow them with success. Both say the first step in building our theological identity is a Shabbos. But what's the next block? What's the next layer? The Mishkan. And what's what I learned from the Mishkan? From the Mishkan we learn that if you want Ruchnius in your life, if you want the Vegas, you need to do something to bring the Shechina down to you. See, I was saying, we live often assuming, you know, everybody wants to be inspired. And so what do we often say? Okay, I'm ready to be inspired, right? I'm ready. Mamish, I'm so ready. I'm even going to put down the remotes, right? That's how ready I am. Like, I'm so ready to be inspired. There's only one problem. That's not how inspiration works. If you want to be inspired, that's fantastic. Wanting is wonderful. You could want a lot of things. I'd like to make a lot of money also, but if I don't work, I'm not going to make money. At the end of the day, I'd like to be inspired. Fantastic. That's beautiful. The next thing is what? You want to be inspired? Build your Mishkan. What are you doing? Build your framework in life. Don't krecht that you don't feel inspired. Don't complain that you don't feel connected. Don't say that your Judaism doesn't hold any meaning for you if every single day you are not building your Mishkan. The Mishkan teaches us that if you want to feel it, you have to build it. You want to feel inspired, you have to engage in dynamic, inspirational activity. These are the building blocks of the Yid. Shabbos, Mishkan. We must accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the creator and accept the fact that I am not in control. That I put in my hishtadlus, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately again decides on the outcome. But at the same time, if I want HaKadosh Baruch Hu in my life, I can't be passive. I have to build the Mishkan of dynamic, beautiful activity. And if I do my part, I'll be able to bring the Shekhinah down to me and lead a life of incredible Dveikus. Shkoyach.